Sound effects. I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
This is Astounding Universe, and today we're talking about
wind.
And it's a windy season. This is the middle of hurricane season, and a lot of people are thinking about winds at this time of year. On the radio, I'm hearing things like about wind speed. The wind is this, the wind chill is this, and then the wind speed is this.
And people get it wrong.
What do you mean we get it wrong?
Well, if they're saying tonight's going to be very windy and the winds are going to gust up to X, what would be a wind speed, Jim, that would impress you if you heard it? What number?
Big hurricanes get up to, you know, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. I'm thinking that's big time.
Exactly. Most people will be impressed if they say the wind will be 50 or 60. Now, hurricane is 72, but I think 50 starts impressing people. But people who really work with the wind and are around it, for example, mariners and small plane owners like myself, we wouldn't take our friends and family up if the wind was 30 miles an hour at the surface. It might be safe, but it sure would be unpleasant to be up in 30 mile an hour. So 30 is a strong wind, and I don't think the public really realizes that.
So what does a 30 mile an hour wind feel like, and how would I know if I didn't have the benefit of a guy on the radio telling me about it?
That's where we could dive back into the old Beaufort wind scale, which applied to every wind speed up to hurricane. That actually stopped at hurricane. The interesting thing is these days, people only pay attention to beyond hurricane. We use things like the Stafford-Simpson scale, which starts at hurricane level and then goes higher. So we say there's a category one, category two, category three hurricanes. Let's ratchet it down to what we all experience, because we're not around tornadoes or hurricanes very much, thankfully. That's what Beaufort did. Admiral Francis Beaufort of the Royal Navy, and he made a scale so that you can correlate what you see around you with wind speed. For example, let's start with calm. How do you know the wind is calm? Well, you can't feel any wind on your face, but the truth is you couldn't feel what he called light air, which is 1 to 3 miles an hour either. So how do you know if it's calm? He said, best way is look at smoke. In truly calm wind, smoke is vertical.
What was his name again?
Beaufort.
Sir Francis Beaufort.
That's right.
Said that in the low end, you just look at smoke, and if it's vertical.
He called it Beaufort Zero. The category is calm wind. Smoke is vertical, and water is like a mirror.
You know, I can picture old Francis out there taking a puff on his cheroot or his pipe, standing on the hillside, looking out over the cliffs of Dover, blowing out a puff and seeing, it's vertical. Well, calm. Yes, quite.
Right. And then he said Beaufort 1 was 1 to 3 miles an hour, which you still can't feel. The skin is not sensitive for us to feel that amount of wind, but that's called light air.
And the empirical? The
rising smoke is now drifting. It's going to the side a little bit. It's not vertical anymore.
Right.
And water, which at calm winds were mirror-like, now has small ripples to it. Then he went up to number 2, what he called a light breeze. Now, that's 4 to 7 miles an hour, and this is when you start feeling it. Now you can feel the wind on your skin. So that's one way to tell you're in a light breeze, 4 to 7 miles an hour. You feel the wind on your skin. And here's another. I love this. Leaves are now rustling. Branches are not moving. So if you see leaves moving but not branches, you're in a light breeze. And then next was Beaufort 3, which is a gentle breeze, 8 to 12 miles an hour. And now small twigs are moving pretty much constantly. And if you're looking at water, it has waves with breaking crests for the first time. So that's how you can tell that. Move up to the next stage, 4. Beaufort 4 is a moderate breeze. That's 13 to 17 miles an hour. And now watch what happens. At that speed of wind, dust blows, loose papers fly, small branches move, and waves have white caps. The tops of waves are white. Even on a river or a lake or a pond, each top of every little wave is white now.
I think we ought to bring this back. I'd like to see weather report guys. Yeah, we got about a Beaufort 4 out there.
I so agree with you. I think that's so cool, and people can relate to it. And, of course, we're only getting started here. You get Beaufort 5. That's a fresh breeze. That's 18 to 24 miles an hour. Now watch what happens. Medium-sized branches move. Entire small trees will sway, but only if they're in leaf. And waves all have white caps with a little bit of spray now. That's a little spray coming out of the tops of leaves. I mean, they've really got this down. Beaufort 6 is a strong breeze, 25 to 30 miles an hour. Now we're in a place where people with planes and small boats might just stay at home, and they'd be wise to do that. And now large tree branches are moving, but I love that. This is my favorite way of knowing that it's a strong breeze, that the wind is 25 to 30. Telephone and overhead electric wires whistle.
Wow.
They don't whistle before that point, but once you hit 25 to 30 miles an hour, you can hear them whistling, and empty plastic garbage bins are blown over.
Or rigging on a ship whistles.
Right, and originally, that's what Beaufort did. You're right. They used this for things on ships, but later it was applied just for us landlubbers so that we could see it too. And those are the winds that we're most likely to encounter every week. I mean, we could go up to a less likely experience, which is a moderate gale. That's 31 to 38 miles per hour. Beaufort called it Beaufort 7. And now large trees are swaying. And waves now don't just have a little spray. They have foam. And that foam makes streaks that go in the wind direction. We've all seen that on rivers or on lakes. You actually see foam flying off in the direction of the wind.
Yeah.
That's a moderate gale. And now we're only in the 30s. And that's why when people think that they need 50 miles an hour in order to be an impressive or damaging wind, these are just the 30s. And maybe I'll stop at gale. Gale means you're at 39 miles an hour up to 46 miles an hour.
And that's, I know what this one is. Your house is lifted up off of the ground and swept up to the right. You see wicked witches flying around on broomsticks.
Not yet.
Oh, sorry.
But one consequence is that twigs and branches litter the road. We've all seen that. And when that happens, it means gale force winds have swept through your area, at least briefly. Also, walking is difficult. And so we've covered just that, those lower ends where that people don't pay much attention to, way below hurricane level, which is Beaufort 12.
What's the highest Beaufort goes to?
12 at hurricane. Oh. And that's what's interesting, because he stopped just where these other guys, Stafford Simpson, begin.
Yeah. All right. Amazing. The house began to switch. And then I loved the dish. Great. I like this. I really do like this. So Beaufort, a man who put numbers on the wind and put it in a scale that we could all relate to and appreciate, that really something is happening. Up to gale force, there's a lot of subtlety and nuances there.
Yeah. Let's bring it back, or at least recall what different speeds do. I love it, especially that place where electric lines start to whistle.
Great sound. You know, we have near us the walkway on the Hudson, which is the suspension bridge, just obviously over the Hudson River. And on a good day, you can hear the wind whistling through the metal cables. Same phenomenon. Okay, Bob, wonderful subject. When you're out there and you see the twigs rustling or what have you, now you can put a number on it. Weather folk, we heartily encourage you to bring back the Beaufort scale. Keep your windbreakers on, and we'll see you next time on
Astounding Universe.